Liquor and Gaming New South Wales' latest report on poker machine profits shows that combined profits from pubs and clubs increased to $6.5 billion. This is an increase of 5.5% and has occurred despite the removal of 505 machines from clubs and 42 from hotels in the past year. Rob Osborne filed this report.
Since June 2017, a total of 1,350 machines have been removed from pubs and clubs, leaving a total of 91,000 in New South Wales. So how has this increase in profits been achieved? I put that question to Justin Field, an independent MLC in New South Wales.
Well, the reduction in machines masks the reason. And the reason that we've had a reduction in machines is because many machines have been transferred or sold on or leased from one venue to another. And when that happens, one in three machines has to be surrendered. So that reduction, in most instances, is because of a transfer of machines from one area to another. Machines have been moving from less profitable areas to more profitable areas, from less profitable venues to more profitable venues where there's higher rates of gambling at those venues, or the patrons at those venues are known to be putting more money into the machine. So the machines are becoming much more profitable for the businesses, much more effective at stripping money out of the communities.
Dr. Kate DeCosta is the New South Wales campaigner for the Alliance for Gambling Reform. I asked her whether the increase in profits suggests that more people are gambling on the pokies.
No, it doesn't. It suggests that venues are inducing people to gamble more or to spend longer gambling. And the reason we can make that pretty categorical statement is that if you look at where the change comes, the increase is in the amount of money lost in individual machines. So that amount is going up, particularly on average in pubs. Each individual poker machine in a club in New South Wales now takes in losses about $53,000 a year. And it's gone up dramatically for poker machines in pubs. Each pub machine now takes in losses about $113,000 a year. And that's gone up quite a bit from the last financial year. The per machine increase would suggest that the number of people gambling is not necessarily increasing, but the intensity of their gambling is.
The increase in profits is in part driven by aggressive acquisitions in the pub sector. The big players like Merivale, Solitel and Laundy are expanding their empires in search of profits from poker machines. In the pub sector, profits from pokies have increased by $154 million since 2017. In the same period, club profits grew by a mere $11 million. The New South Wales Minister for Customer Services, Vincent Dominello, was unavailable for interview, but said in a statement that his government would be investing $35 million this year to reduce gambling harm. Here's Kate DeCosta again.
$35 million is a lot of money. That would be covered by just 2 days of losses on poker machines in New South Wales. So our daily loss figures are now up to $17.9 million every single day, all year round. So that can't just be a few people who've got themselves in trouble. That's an enormous problem that is so big that the government should be addressing it as a public health issue. Most of those measures are the provision of counselling services, but even the government themselves recognise that the shame surrounding gambling harm is so extensive that more than 90% of people who need help don't even seek it.
Dr. Kate DeCosta from the Alliance for Gambling Reform, ending that report from Rob Osborne.